The Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast on demand.
When there's drama on the internet, all you need to do is screenshot it and send it to us. Kelly and I will act out the comments that are on a particular thread.
Now, there's four characters. We're each playing double roles in this particular one. Barb starts this whole thing off. She's kind of anointed herself the pandemic police, if you will. Ben plays Barb, also plays Jason.
Okay.
I play Jules and Dakota the perp. We'll call Dakota the perp in this.
Ah.
Okay?
Okay.
All right.
So let's get to it.
Acting out the drama you see on Facebook with...
Facebook Fight Theater.
On 99.7 DJX.
Okay, now I'm triggered. I was at Kroger's parking lot and I watched this woman take off her gloves and throw them on the ground.
Oh, no.
I stopped and asked her to pick up the gloves and she refused. I told her one last time to pick them up or she wouldn't like what happens next.
Uh-oh.
She looked down at me because I'm like 4'1 and a 150 and she was like 6 feet tall, 95 pounds. And this blonde dimwit said, what are you going to do? I told her if she didn't pick them up, I was going to pick them up myself and shove them up her ass.
Wow.
And then the virus will start from her tuchus and work its way up. Then I was going to river dance all over her bag of 20 frozen pot pies. By this point, there were several people watching, so she apologized and picked them up and put them in her pocket. Hashtag pandemic police. Hashtag litter police. Hashtag you're welcome.
Wow.
That was a scene.
That's where it starts.
Yeah.
Hey, Barb. I appreciate the thought behind what you did, but maybe you could find a nicer way to speak to people. We all need more kindness in times like these. Hashtag choose better words.
Oh, that's Jules nice. Rolling in with some logic there. Yeah.
Hey, Barb, about that 6-foot-tall, 95-pound dimwit, how hot was she? Sounds like she's a little messy, and I'm okay with that.
All right.
Hey, 6-foot-tall, 95-pound dimwit checking in.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, I recognize your ugly mug from church through your tinfoil mask, which doesn't work, by the way. I found you on the Facebooks. Thanks for the public and now social shaming. I threw them down because I didn't want to contaminate my car, and they didn't have trash cans nearby. So sue me!
Oh, hi, Dakota. You can throw away your germy gloves on the floor of my boom boom room. I promise, I took a bath in sanitizer today. And the ground was a better option?
Oh, wow.
By the way, Dakota, I saw a DIY face mask tutorial on YouTube's, and tinfoil could easily be molded around my face. Hashtag trendsetter.
I don't think tinfoil can be used as a face mask.
No.
Dakota, slide up in my DMs for real.
How in the frickin' H-E double hockey sticks am I friends with any of you on my Facebooks? You need to stream some more church services and learn how to show some manners.
Dakota, holla at your boy!
Wow. All right.
Dang, there was a lot going on there.
There was a lot that went in.
Yeah.
On that Facebook.
I think we learned a couple
thread.
Of things, though. Let's not throw our gloves and mask on the parking lot.
And tinfoil is not a...
Face mask.
Face mask.
Not a good option.
For the coronavirus.
Let's not do that.
Right.
Okay, that was a lot.
That was Facebook Fight Theater.